What I really like is the music of John Devins, who has been giving music to this town for decades. John, how are you?
Hello, Rick. Good talking to you.
It's good to talk to you. Now, you got to enlighten me. Is this concert series new, or have you been doing this for years and I have just been out of touch?
No, not at all. I wouldn't let you stay out of touch too long.
That's true. I'm your official biographer, for God's sake.
We started last year. We did a few shows, and they went really, really well.
Well, the two venues, they are concerts at the Givens Castle and Heritage Gallery beautiful Beverly, where you used to have one of the most magnificent places that has ever existed in this town from about, I think, to about 1997, about 2005, 2006, the World Folk. Made 10, yeah. 12 years. The World Folk Music Company at 103rd Street. And this is kind of an extension. This is like the kind of floating crap game version of that. You have an astonishing lineup. It begins on October 20th with you and your lovely wife and a couple of other people, and extends throughout the rest of this year and into next year with Eddie Holstein, with Michael Smith, with Ann Hills, with Al Day and Bob Long, with Kathy Keene, Larry Gray. When you did it last year, John, you did it with the notion of continuing to spread music to Beverly, didn't you?
Yeah, and I love doing it. I love putting on concerts.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a special series. You know, the castle is in need of a lot of repairs. Desperately. Some of the turrets are in bad shape. We got to fix them, and this helps the castle and helps me bring music to the neighborhood.
Well, and the great thing is the relationship between Givens Castle, if you don't know, is on Longwood Drive and 103rd Street. It's the only castle in the city of Chicago. I wrote about it. I got to tell you something, John. I wrote about it a few months ago just because I drove by and said, wow, no one's written about this in a while. It's one of the most remarkable things in the world and the history of how it was built. But also the connection between a lovely man named Jack Simmerling, whose beautiful, lovely daughter, Vicky, runs the Heritage Gallery. That's a kind of, to me, that's such a precious relationship, isn't it?
Yes.
You can expand on that, John. You can go further. You can elaborate.
You know, I've always had this thing about art and paintings. Or rather, music and paintings.
Yeah,
they always seem to go real well together. People write about them. People write songs about them. Starry, Starry Night. Michael Smith has a great one. The Ballad of Dorian Gray. And that kind of stuff kind of fascinated me. And I was talking to Vicky one day, and I said, she had like a concert series again on the South Side. Everybody asks me wherever I go. In Beverly, I loved those shows.
Yeah.
So here we are. She said, we'll have it here.
I think that's great, because then you can also buy John Simmerling, who was a noted artist. You tell me I'm wrong, John Devins, but I have to believe that every house in Beverly and Morgan Park probably has a Jack Simmerling original on their walls, wouldn't you think or hope?
I know it. I do. and I know all my sisters have his painting of St. Gabriel's, because I gave it to him.
Jack was amazing.
He was great doing churches and schools, too.
Well, and homes. I mean, he just had such an affinity for especially that neighborhood. So tell me a little more about the October 20th concert. That's next Saturday, isn't it? I think, yes.
Well, the duo we're playing with, we're actually opening for Steve Hobrichter and Nikki Giblin. They're a really dynamic acoustic duo. Steve actually owns a music store way out in Frankfurt called Down Home Guitars, which is an excellent acoustic place, and he's had a bluegrass series. In fact, he runs the Frankfurt Bluegrass Festival that has just won a big bluegrass award of the best bluegrass concert of the year. And Nikki just won a vocal contest called The One down here in Beverly.
Yeah.
And that was really intense, and she really did a great job. And she does have a wonderful voice.
Well, so does your wife. So does your wife. I don't care if you and Julia are opening acts or not, but you guys are great performers there. They founded that great, great Chicago-based band, Dyed in the Wool, and are just, you know, one of the things about this concert series, John, you guys don't even have a website for a concert series, do you? You have a Facebook page or anything for this?
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page. Oh. It's Gibbons Castle and Heritage Gallery Concert Series.
That makes sense.
It's a mouthful. But
it also makes great sense. The Heritage Gallery is at 1907 West 103rd. Phone number for those of you who still use telephones, 773-233-0084. What's the price of admission to this thing, John?
Well, we're asking for donations this year. $20. We got a fantastic gift from a fellow who's always loved our concert series. Dean Miller is giving us a great donation that is helping out tremendously and helping me get some of these really, really good acts. On behalf of his wife, Martha Swift, they were patrons of our music store, and I have to tell you, fans of Rick Hogan as well.
Really? Well, they never gave me any. They have not given me any money, John Devins. But I don't care. I'd rather it go to you. So a portion of the proceeds will go to help renovate and restore Givens Castle, which is now a church. And
absolutely. Lions. Yeah, the lion's share is going to go to them.
You know, this may be, it's an amazing thing that you put together. I mean, I know you were, the last show I saw at the World Folk Music Company, I think I introduced Eddie Holstein on that stage. You have, you know, one of the things about the Chicago music scene is you'll do things for one another, won't you? I'm getting Michael Smith to play anywhere is a coup and a half. Same with Ann Hill, same with Eddie Holstein. And they will step up, won't they?
They will, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And they love to perform. We have fantastic audiences down here. They really are fantastic.
Now, at Vicky's place, at the Heritage Gallery, which was started by Jack Simmerling and his daughter, Vicky, how many people can you get in there?
I'd say about 50, perhaps, 40 to 50.
Yeah, I think this show, I think I don't want to say that the Givens Castle should give up being a church, but boy, there should be a bigger room down there, because I really do think this concert series is going to take off, and I'm going to write about it next February in advance of Mr. Holstein. Well, when does it start again? You've got a January 19th thing here. It's going to run into next year, right? All concerts start at 7. Doors open at 6:30. You can bring your own beverage if you would like. You and I will collaborate again, because I've written about every place you've ever run, John Devins, and I'm sorry that...
Yes, you have.
That South Loop, whatever happened with that South Loop space, remember that thing?
It didn't seem to have the advertising that we needed.
Yeah, it was called...
They just couldn't get the word out, and they were nice people, very nice people.
Sure.
You need a little bit of...
A promotion.
The market. These things.
Yeah. Well, that's why I want to write about this when the time will be right. But next Saturday night, you people can be part of the Givens Castle and Heritage Gallery Concert Series starring Steve Haberichter and Nikki Giblin, but more important, because I don't know them. I'm sure you vouch for them, and I'm sure they're great. but I would head down there to see John and Julia Devens do their thing. You still get such joy out of playing, don't you? You've been playing for a long time, John Devens.
I love to, and I'll tell you another thing. I picked up yoga.
Are you kidding?
No, I love it.
Now, if you're going to tell me you just picked it up after listening to this, my previous guest.
I've been doing it a few years now.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel great.
Do you think you know me well enough, you think I should do this?
I think you'd love it.
Well, I actually like to just sit and have a drink and listen to music. That's my kind of spirit.
Well, you can do that after the yoga class.
Let me ask you, John Devens, when and why did you pick this up? When did you start doing yoga?
I've had back trouble a little bit, and I've had a back operation, and it was a great way to get back in shape.
And what kind of shape are you in now?
Pretty good.
This is wild. This is great.
It even helped me pick up golf again.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a mistake. That's a horrible mistake, John Devens.
I got to get my walking in.
Yeah. Do you think the feel of this Givens Castle Heritage Gallery concert series has the feel of something that could expand? I don't mean to put that kind of pressure on you, but I have to believe that there are some other performers who will come to you and say, hey, I'd like to be part of this, because I think this is going to be something of a Southside sensation.
I'm sure there will. And if I expand on it, I would probably need a group of people together to work on it, because it is a marvelous place. Both of them are marvelous places to see music. It's very enchanting. Kathleen Keene, what we're going to do, it's right near Halloween, so we're going to do a candlelight concert of Irish, romantic Irish songs.
Wow.
Which I didn't know existed, but...
And if you didn't know, no one would. Yeah, no kidding. Is there I've been in Givens Castle. Is there something that could function as a performance space in there?
Sure, the first floor.
I mean, the church itself.
The church is in the castle, Beverly Unitarian Church, a group of really fantastic people.
Yeah. And they used to have they still have a school in the basement? They still have that school?
Yeah, I think they have like a preschool.
Yeah,
preschool.
Generations of kids in that neighborhood have gone to both those things.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, to get tickets, you can call the Heritage Gallery. I know that Vicky, they have a website too, I think, Heritage Gallery.
And let me give you my phone number.
Sure.
As well. It's 773-719-7059.
Call John Devens, who will be up doing yoga for another hour listening to me talk about Mike Royko with Mike's son David.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
about
that.
This show is made for you. You're on the show. You're now a practitioner of yoga, and you're a fan of Mike Royko. This is perfect.
Huge.
John, I cannot tell you how great it was to hear from you, and also how great it is to see that you're back in business, because I think this is a great idea, and
thanks.
I loved Jack Simmerling and Vicky, too. So go to the Givens Castle and Heritage Gallery concert series Facebook page. It's only, or just show up, or just call John, or call the gallery at 773-233-0084. Knock 'em dead, John. I'm going to try to get down there, but you know me.
That would be great.
Yeah, I know. It'd be great for me, too.
I'll take you with a cork and carry afterwards.
I think I'm barred from that place. I think it was barred many years ago, about 25 times. Best to your lovely wife, and give Vicky a big hug for me, too, will you?
You bet I will.
Thank you, John. Congratulations. And we'll collaborate further, because I'm your official biographer, okay?
Great.
All right, John. Take care.
See you soon.